Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. I'm Jeff Loggeman, joined by John Osher, and as we can see from over our shoulder, it's Tony Boselli, pride of the Jaguars, Johnny O. I thought it was a very productive game. The starters played into the second half, and at that point, I'm looking at my card here, they had the lead 24-16 after an opening drive in the second half that scored a touchdown.
Well, second week in a row, the starters have left with the lead, and I think that's what you're looking for during the preseason. I was getting a lot of feedback from fans on Twitter. Very worried about the fourth quarter, but I don't worry about the fourth quarter. And as an ex-player, I assume you guys don't either.
No, I'm not going to look at the final score, Tony, where you lost 31-24. I'm looking at where we were at when our guys were in there.
That's 2 weeks in a row, guys, that when the ones were going against ones, we left the game with the lead. I'm not saying if we'd have played all four quarters, we would have won the game. But as far as the body of work, that's exactly what you want. What happens in the fourth quarter, it lets you want to win games, but most of those guys probably aren't going to be on the team.
One thing that is apparent to me is when this team gets into the second half and you start dealing with depth, they're struggling a little bit. To me, that's a sign that this roster is still in a work in progress, so to speak, because what used to be your backups are now your starters. I mean, you look at them. You've got, obviously, Jokel, Cyprian, Grotz, Denard Robinson, and A. Sanders contributing heavily on offense as well.
Well, asked Gus in the press conference about that, and he said, hey, they're trying. Well, that's obviously code for the depth is not where you want it to be. But I'm not sure what else you expect in the first year of a rebuild. This team went back and completely tore down the roster. You're not going to have great depth in your first year out from that.
I think another area that kind of makes that, you know, apparent is special teams.
Well, because those guys in the preseason that we just talked about, the 47 new faces, maybe a lot, majority not being here, that's who's making up the special teams right now. Now, in the regular season, will be interesting because a lot of those young guys, which is also can be a liability in the special teams, are going to have to play teams, the Cyprians, the Grotz, those guys that haven't done that in college, they're going to be asked to do that in the regular season. It'll be interesting.
Jordan Todman, I thought, had a marvelous game. He's a guy that's fighting for a roster spot. Your impressions of Jordan Todman and his chances of making this team?
Well, if he doesn't make the team, I think he can put his head on the pillow and be very satisfied with how he played. He could not have done any more. I've been saying all camp, he's quick and he's fast. He seems to find the hole well. The run tonight showed all that.
Cecil Shorts returned. He had one catch early in the ball game for 20 yards. Luke Jokel's returned. Tony, your thoughts on how he did tonight?
You know, I think Luke was a little bit rusty early, and he said it in an interview at on the sidelines that it was the first time in 2 weeks he had live rush, full speed. And listen, he's a rookie still. And so those are all new experiences and new reps. I thought as the game played on, he settled down nicely. And he does things, Jeff, that are natural, you can't teach. I saw one play, a little bit of a bull rush. He got off balance, and then he sits his hip down, regains balance, and stones the pass rusher. You can't teach that. You either can do it or not, and he can. I have no doubt that Luke Jokel is going to be an outstanding offensive tackle, right or left, in the NFL.
The best part of this game for me, guys, winning the turnover battle and the number of penalties dropped significantly. I mean, those are big things if you're going to expect to win, certainly. That'll do it from the bank.